Joining us now on the line is the world's greatest short game guru, Dave Pels, who is a good friend of the program, has joined us in years past. Dave, good morning to you. Thanks for getting up early for us.
Russ, it's great to be with you this morning.
Well, we are always excited to have you on because we know that the conversation can go in one breath about a 60-degree lob wedge to talking about astronauts and the space system in the next breath and NASA. So we're always very excited, but obviously you are known as the short game guru. You teach thousands of players at every skill level about putting as well as chipping and sand shots and things like that. And your prize pupil is Phil Mickelson, and he's going to play the next four straight weeks, starting this week at the Palmer, next week at the CA, and then in Houston to get ready for the Masters at Augusta. Give us an idea for the game plan. What is, you know, is Phil, it seems like he's changed his game plan where now he's totally focused on the four majors, much like Tiger has been in the past.
Well, I think that is certainly going to be the high point of the year. It's actually five tournaments in a row that we're pointing for, and it's the four majors and then the tournament players, the Players' Championship, I mean, in Ponte Vedra. So one a month. One is going to be, first is the Masters and then the Players, and then the rest of them come, the U.S., the British, and the PGA. So it's a full schedule. He's trying to peak at those times. Not that he doesn't want to win this week. He'd have to shoot an unbelievable number today, but this is the first of the run-up to the Masters, and he's working hard and trying to get everything as sharp as he can, and hopefully it'll work.
Dave, most golfers out there, recognize Phil Mickelson, especially like the flop shot, the almost the full swing, right around the green, carrying the ball way up in the air and just dropping it real soft, just a couple inches from the cup. How much, when you're teaching players, it doesn't, not necessarily a tour player, but anybody of skill level, how much of a short game, specifically chipping and those kind of flop wedge shots around the green, how much of that is innate ability, and how much of that can you actually teach somebody?
Well, strangely enough, most of it is technique. In the short game, the swing itself is not as difficult to execute as the power swing. I mean, it takes a real athletic maneuver, and things have to be in the proper position to hit a drive 300 yards down the center of the fairway. That's really a tough move to learn and to teach. The short game is much simpler. The little chip shots around the green, mostly it's technique, and the only problem with it is that it's not intuitive. Most golfers that just start naturally do all these shots with their hands and wrist muscles, and those are not the ones you should use. So they don't learn it very well, and they don't practice it, and they don't get too good at it. But, we've learned that it's 80% of where you lose your handicap to the game, to par, is inside of 100 yards. It's these little shots, and very few golfers. In fact, this month in Golf Magazine, or the May issue, which will be out in the middle of April, it'll be out in a few weeks, I just finished it. It's my article is on how to hit the cut lob shot, the flop shot. And I refer to Phil as probably the man who hits it the best in the world, but I want golfers to try it, not because they need it so often, but if you learn how to hit that at all, then it makes the normal soft lobs over the bunker really easy, because it's much more difficult to hit than the easy little lob shots. But most of the shots around the green are easy. It's really not tough to hit it out of a bunker, and it's not tough to chip it up close or pitch it with a wedge. So I really wish, part of my goal in my working life is to get golfers to realize they do need to learn the techniques and practice it a little bit, but once they do that, they're going to shoot lower scores the rest of their golf career.
Short game expert and one of the world's greatest golf instructors, Dave Pels, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Dave, in a kind of a thumbnail sketch of executing a lob shot, the flop shot, what are the keys? I know speed through the ball is one, because you can't decelerate or else you're going to chunk it or thin it. But what would you? And then the other question is pertaining to that: how much loft must you have on a club to try that shot? Can it be a sand wedge, or must it be a 60-degree lob wedge, or something maybe even more than that, like 62 or 64?
It can really be any club that you can hit a cut shot with. But the more bounce you have, the wider the flange, the harder it is to hit on the sole of the club, because then you can't lay it open as much. I mean, the key is to really lay the face open. The way I teach it is to just hit a normal pitch shot, square face, aligned to the pin, or on a range and aligned to a target, and hit a normal shot so you know everything's correct. Then without moving anything, set another ball there in the same spot, right in the center of your stance, and open your blade up and swing and see how the ball goes higher and shorter and to the right. Then open it all the way up like you're going to hit the super high cut lob and do the same thing. Aim the same place, make the same swing, but the blade is now wide open, and you may go right under it, or you may just flop it up into the air like Phil Mickelson does, but it'll go way to the right. Now, that's what we call the drift angle. That you have to learn how far to the right it goes, because out on the course you have to learn that's how far left you have to aim. If you put the ball, keep the ball in the middle of your stance so you're not going to hit behind it, but have the blade wide open, and you aim the right amount to the left, then you just swing, make a normal golf swing, and the ball will just flop high to the right. It'll go right towards the target if you aimed the right amount to the left.
Hey, Dave, switching gears here to my latest or continual bugaboo, which is putting. You hear guys like Jack Nicklaus, I believe, said, look, whatever it takes to get in the hole, that's the technique you should use to putt. But I do believe, if you watch Tiger Woods, he seems to have like the perfect putting posture and all that. But when you're teaching putting technique, again, not necessarily to a pro, but just any skill level, what's the most important thing in terms of putting? Is it ball position? Is it angle of the shaft coming through the ball? What do you try to impart to students of the game is the most important thing in properly putting?
Well, Pat, that's a great question, because people do believe that putting is a God-given talent, and so they think they can stand any way or have any kind of posture or do anything with their hands and wrists, and they should be able to just kind of will it in the hole, and that's just not true at all. When you swing a putter, if you've got a hold of it with both hands and they're connected to your shoulders through your arms, like happens with most of us, it really helps to align your shoulders parallel to the direction you want the club to swing in. I mean, that's just a natural phenomena that of the way we are built. And while most people see the line better when they face the line and have binocular vision, they kind of stand open and they look towards it, that really makes the path of the putter swing naturally to the left, which you really don't want. So most people do both those things, and now the balls are going left, so they have to open the face, which makes it go right, and now you're compensating. You're looking straight, you're swinging left, you've got your face open to the right, you're trying to hit the ball straight. Very difficult thing to do. We try to get people to stand square to the line, and if you don't feel like you can see well enough, then get up out of your posture, go behind the ball, and look again where the ball's going to break, or read the green, or do whatever you're going to do, which takes a lot of really good eyesight. Then when you stand up over it, try to get your shoulders and your feet parallel to the line you want the ball to start on. That makes the natural, instinctive swinging motion of the putter go right down the line. Then if you have the ability to aim the club in the first place, then don't screw it up with your wrist motion. Just swing it with your arms, and the ball will, in fact, start on line. If you can keep the blade square to the path, and you can aim the path where you want it to go, then the only remaining thing is speed. How big a swing do you make, and how much speed do you put on the putt?
That's a good tip. Dave Pell, short game expert, one of the world's greatest golf instructors, kind enough to join us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Dave, before we let you go, I know you've got, obviously, of local interest for South Florida golfers down here, a training program that you oversee out of the Boca Raton Country Club facility down on Congress, just west of I-95. Give us an idea for how often you are there on property and what kind of services that training program offers, and how people get in touch with you in case they would like to take part.
Well, I appreciate the interest, Russ. The Boca Raton Resort and Club, we have the three-day and two-day schools there that we give on a, it's our schedule is on our website. It's peltgolf.com, PELZGOLF.com. And we give those pretty much the entire golf season, one a week until we get into times like now in February, March, April. We give two a week there. And those are our premier schools, and they're for anyone interested in truly lowering your scores. We do both short game and putting in two-day schools. We have one on putting and one on the short game. And then three-day schools, we combine them both, and we call it scoring game. And we work on that. Then we'd also have one-day clinics there at Boca. But to get enrolled in any of these, you've either got to call our 800 number, 800-833-7370, or PelsGolf.com. You can enroll online. You can request enrollment. You can confirm it. But everything is by enrollment only. And, well, we just wish golfers that want to score better would come and see us. Spend at least one day, two or three if you can, and better scores for the rest of your life. That's where the fun is.
So you offer a lot of different options, the one-day clinics and also the two- or three-day schools at the training facility down there at the Boca Raton Resort and Country Club. 800-833-7370 is the phone number, or PelsGolf.com. Dave, as always, we love having you on the show. Appreciate the knowledge, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Russ and Pat, it's been fun. And I'll talk to you soon again.
All right, there he is, Dave Pels. The most everyone realizes and gives him the credit for being the best short game expert in the world. Like, he's the guy. When you talk about all these short game gurus, he is number one, and he's top 10 guy as far as Golf Digest instructors in the world. One of the world's greatest golf instructors, Dave Pels, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Some good tips, too, for putting.